Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network. It's everyone's favorite day of the week.
Today is dumb bleep of the mother trucking week. It's Good Morning Liberty. We talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of meaning, and then the dumbest things on the internet, usually every day of the week when we want to, but mostly.
Do you want to get into the, did you explain the rules?
No, but the points are made up. Nobody, it doesn't matter.
And nobody cares.
Yeah. I mean, somebody gets a trophy.
The game
allegedly.
Where the points are made up and nobody cares. Here's dumb bleep number one. I didn't put numbers on today. I forgot. But this is dumb bleep number one. This is a picture that Donald J. Trump truthed out there. And it is your typical drawing of a courtroom proceeding. You know, sometimes you don't always get cameras in there. So we've got a courtroom drawing here of what happened. Also on his Instagram. I forgot he's on Instagram, too. But this could be, I think this one's from Truth. And the truth is, this is him sitting in court, and right next to him, you might recognize this other handsome fellow, lesser handsome this fellow than the guy on the left, of course. But the guy on the right is Jesus.
Or as our fellow Spanish friends know him, Jesus.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. And the idea, what would you
Costco
say?
Costco said he posted it on both, Truth and Instagram.
All right. So we've cleared up the fact
that he's still using Meta.
Yeah, he is still using that.
Yeah,
he's able to use Facebook also, right? Like he can use
Instagram.
Well, he can use all of them actually. He just doesn't use X.
Yeah,
I guess. I don't know. Anyway, here's a picture of Trump and Jesus, and I guess the comparison you're supposed to draw, it could be two things. It could be this is like Jesus on trial, which is one way you could look at it, or it could be like Jesus is with Trump. That's, while he's on trial, like by his side.
That's
also
the non-egotistical, be like, okay, Jesus is with me through this.
That's the least egotistical option that you have.
But is that Trump?
Do you think that's the one that Trump was going with? Yeah. Or do you think he was trying to just draw the compare? Oh, yeah, Jesus was on trial, and also Trump was on trial. Therefore, that analogy checks out, and those are the same thing.
Yeah, which is what people have said before, by the way.
And so I don't know if he is predicting how this all ends for him or what.
Well, Jesus is his lawyer.
Not really sure. That could be it, too.
Jesus Esquire.
That could be the only way that he gets out of some of this trouble, if he has a guy who can turn water into wine, right?
If you forgot the Bible, clearly Jesus was a carpenter and a lawyer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I saw.
That was his profession.
Turns out he was a pretty bad one. But, you know. As far as not getting sentenced
not
or found guilty
court.
Or anything. Yeah.
Not in God's court, but in human court. Yeah, he was.
Anyway, we're making fun of Trump here. Actually, you know, I don't even have to make fun of Trump. Trump is responding to the incentive process that has been laid out in front of him by his craziest supporters. And no offense, all of you cult members out there. I'm kidding. It's not a cult. You just really like Trump. And I get it. He did some great things. He punched some right people in the face. He said some stuff that other people didn't say. All right. So I get that. I don't really know if the whole comparison with Jesus thing is all that accurate. Like if you were to look at, you know, paying off porn stars and just general like things like that. I don't know.
Grabbing women by the P word.
That kind of thing, too. Yeah. I look for that in red in the Bible, and I didn't see it anywhere.
Although maybe he actually did get saved. We don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Possible.
Could be.
You know, maybe he's turned his life around. It doesn't seem that way.
That's not for us to judge.
Only God knows his dark heart.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows?
All right.
But we know that he has a history of being insanely narcissistic. The dude is all about himself. And it seems as if he is narcissistic enough to compare himself to Jesus.
Yeah.
And so are other people like, what's her name? When did this first come out?
What?
The crazy congresswoman.
I need more than that. That's almost everyone.
No, the really crazy Trumper one.
crazy Trumper went. Oh, MTG.
MTG, yeah. Yes. I had Machine Gun Kelly stuck in my head. MKG. Sure. That's why I can't think of her name.
That'd be Marjorie.
Yeah. Marjorie Taylor Greene, MTG. Yeah, Greene. She's the one that first...
Well, she said that this was like, you know, a lot of famous people have been persecuted in history. You know, like exactly. Nelson Mandela, Jesus. Exactly.
And Trump.
Okay, that's dumb bleep number one for everyone. Dumb bleep number two, do you remember that whole Jamal Bowman fire alarm thing?
I remember the fire alarm, yeah.
He pulled the fire alarm.
It was an accident.
It was an accident, of course. He did plead guilty, got a misdemeanor charge, which is going to mean nothing, of course. And when this plea deal is finally reached, we actually get the video of this happening. Now, before that, all we had was a screenshot of Jamal Bowman pulling the fire alarm. Like, we've got proof he is the person who pulled the fire alarm. Turns out this was not from a still picture camera. This is from an actual camera that was taking video the whole time. I don't know why we didn't have this video to start with, but they didn't release the video until after he had already gotten the plea deal. The plea deal, or the video that we got, well, it's him pulling the fire alarm. That's true. And what you also see that kind of contradicts his statement. Now, remember, his statement is that there were these confusing signs, and he was trying to figure out how to get out the door. You know, and then he was trying to rush to the vote because the vote was so important.
And he's claustrophobic.
Yeah, and he wanted to get out those doors, the signs, they're racist and all that.
He was
that.
Trying
and
so, to do his job for his constituents.
He thought maybe if he pulled the fire alarm that he'd be able to get out the doors or something like that. Well, the video itself just shows him walking up to a door that has other signs on it. To explain him.
Right now he's passing a sign.
He's passing a sign. And then there's also signs on the door. And you see these signs are so confusing. He gets so mad that he pulls the signs down off the door and then pulls the fire alarm and then immediately walks away. Now, he pulled the fire alarm because he thought it was going to open the door.
Yeah.
But he pulls the fire alarm and then he just immediately walks away from the doors. So maybe it did open the door. I don't know. He just never tried it. So that's kind of weird.
How much did he get paid for this?
I don't know what's going on here. And what exactly is the dumb?
It also seems like he may have tried to cover up the evidence by taking the signs.
He took one of the signs. Maybe it could be up on the wall in his office. No, look, the other one fell on the floor.
No, look.
Boom, floor.
Oh.
Yeah. Now it's on the floor.
Well, that's why it's confusing.
It's upside down now. You can't read it. Mm-mm. It's down there on the floor.
Yeah. Plus signs are racist.
There's a lot of dumb to this. One is Jamal Bowman, then him putting out that excuse, and then like there's video of this happening, and like he knows what the cameras are going to show, and then people going out there defending him, saying like, oh well, if you saw those signs and knew how much of a rush, like that AOC video that we played, that's all
understood the pressure that these congressmen are under.
Like you actually had to believe that he couldn't understand the signs and thought that you should literally pull down on a fire alarm to get the doors to open to actually back him up on this. And then the dumb part is we didn't get the video until after the plea deal was reached because maybe the public or the rest of Congress wouldn't be as defensive as him as they were up until that point. Yeah. But the Capitol Police had the cameras the
whole
time.
Should he be removed from office for this?
No, I mean... I don't know what the rules are for pulling a fire alarm. He didn't yell fire in a crowded building. And so technically this is still free speech, I think, because you can't yell fire in a crowded building. That's the only thing that you're not allowed to do in the entire United States, I think. And so I don't think the Supreme Court justices said anything about pulling a fire alarm in a crowded building.
They didn't have fire alarms back then.
So, yeah, it hasn't been updated.
The alarms were people's voices.
I got you. Well, there you go. That's a fire alarm.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. Okay, let's...
It's just hilarious. This kind of thing is hilarious. Mm-hmm. I cannot stand people who can't just take accountability.
Yeah.
Like, you have to know you're on camera, bro.
Well, he can't...
Come on.
He can't take accountability, because what he would have to say is either, I'm a complete idiot, which is what he tried to say, or two, I pulled the fire alarm to create some type of a panic and delay the vote that was about to happen at this time.
Yeah, but make it in a way that people can understand. Like, hey, I was extremely frustrated. I was trying to get out these doors. That was part of it, but also I was really frustrated with what was going on. And, you know, it wasn't right.
Yeah.
But I pulled the fire alarm. And I shouldn't do it, and I won't do that going forward.
Nope.
I should have calmed myself, but I was in a state of frustration, and I allowed my emotions to get the best of me.
You got to spin it. You know? He's a politician. He can't just say.
I would vote for that guy after that. I'd be like, oh, my God. That guy can literally be like, I can do better in the future.
Yeah. Like, he admitted that he did something wrong.
Yeah, but nobody. No, like, that's one of the things wrong with our society is that right there. You know? It's like, you do something wrong, you can't be like, yeah, that's my bad.
Nope.
And humans, we all understand that we do certain things like that. You can get in an emotional state where you make decisions that you normally wouldn't make.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're honest about that and you have accountability, people can relate to that. And then then that's how you develop respect. So, I talk about it all the time, but the Domino's CEO who came in and revitalized Domino's, he came in and said, we suck. Our pizza's terrible. Delivery's terrible. Everything about it is terrible.
You never order Domino's. I never see you order Domino's.
Every now and then. But if you look at the business story, it's incredible.
Yeah.
It's because people relate to that. They're like, oh, man, we all make mistakes.
So you think he's in an emotional state and he made a mistake and we can forgive that. So at the very least.
I think even watching the video, you can tell he's frustrated.
Oh, yeah.
He's frustrated.
He's black in America.
Yeah.
Come on.
Some people, when they get frustrated, they may like, you know, he could have hit the door.
So instead of first degree, this is second degree fire alarm pulling because it was made in an emotional decision.
I wasn't
premeditated.
Unless he got paid to do it, I don't think it was premeditated.
Well, he was getting paid. All right, here's Mitch McConnell for number three talking about Ukraine aid and why he's totally on board with us giving Ukraine money. He's got a bunch of good reasons for why I think this is a great idea for us to continue giving this money to Ukraine.
Try to get my third hand in there.
All right, here we go.
It's all interconnected.
And you said that you believe there is enough oversight of aid to Ukraine. Why hasn't that persuaded some members of the Republican caucus?
If you look at the Ukraine assistance, let's talk about where the money's really going. A significant portion of it's being spent in the United States in 38 different states, replacing the weapons that we sent to Ukraine with more modern weapons. So we're rebuilding our industrial base.
That's what President Biden's seeking to do.
It's correct. No Americans are getting killed in Ukraine. We're rebuilding our industrial base.
Why doesn't he open his mouth?
I don't know.
Ukrainians are destroying the army of one of our biggest rivals. I have a hard time finding anything wrong with that. I think it's wonderful that they're defending themselves. And also the notion that the Europeans are not doing enough. They've done almost $90 billion.
All right, so we made it.
Clearly, this guy never went. He never, like, sang in choir.
No.
You know, everything on the side right here.
No, he doesn't. I don't think he could have sang bass maybe in the choir, possibly. Yeah. Could have been singing real low.
Or bass like that.
You know, something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, a couple of dumb things that he said. One, all the Ukraine or a significant
portion of the Ukraine aid is being spent here in America.
And so what he means is we're paying to build weapons here in America. Now, we're building a good portion of this, which is something we've talked about, is us replenishing the weapons that we have given Ukraine.
What he's saying is my friends at Lockheed Martin,
yeah,
Raytheon, Boeing, they're getting a significant portion of this Ukraine aid.
Mm-hmm.
And that works well for my campaign.
Well, and that's great for the
economy.
I can
keep my job. Yeah.
It's great for the economy to take people's money and build something, and then you literally take that and you blow it up, and then you take people's money and then you build something again.
Yeah.
Like, that's great.
I can't see anything wrong with that.
We should just keep tearing stuff down so we can build it again.
I can't see anything wrong with that.
It's great. What is that? The broken window fallacy, yes. I think is what that's called.
It's from Hayek, right?
I don't remember which one. Sounds right.
Yeah.
That sounds right. The other thing.
That comes from the book Economics in One Lesson by, that's not Hayek.
Well, that's Henry Hazlitt. Yeah. I think Hayek might have been The Broken Window. I don't remember which one. Anyway, we just destroyed our libertarian cred. Just then, you know,
screw you
and your books.
Yeah. I don't have to know the in-depths of all those people.
I've only got 40 hours left on Human Action right now. I'm getting close.
The best thing he said in here, though, is like, I don't see anything wrong with it. Of course you don't.
No.
Of course. It's not your money. And in fact, you're probably making money in this transaction.
Well, the other thing
because is, most politicians do.
The second thing you said that's dumb is that they're taking that and then they're destroying the army of one of our biggest adversaries. And so what's wrong with that? You know?
Yeah.
So yeah, we're paying them to destroy Russia's army. Nothing bad can come from this really at all.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Just so cavalier. Yeah. Like, oh, we're just going to take your money, literally blow it up, and we're going to destroy another country's military that we were supposed to be getting along with for a while. And
we'll back the Nazis. Fine. We'll back the Nazis as long as they're fighting people we don't like.
Well, those are the right Nazis.
Yeah.
Let me see. Did we time that up with the Nazis? No, we didn't. Okay. So that was number three. Mitch McConnell. Here's a Halloween sign. They got they're set up for trick or treaters to come through there. They got some pumpkins out, maybe some Halloween decorations. And here's actually, go ahead, Charlie, with the sign.
Okay, actually scary things, not like the skeleton they have up there or the fact that they painted their front door yellow.
Do you think they actually did that for Halloween?
No, I think that like they just painted it yellow as if like they thought that was a good idea.
Oh, that is scary.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. I mean, a yellow front door. That's interesting. Anyway, they have a sign that says actually scary things. Number one, the patriarchy. The oppression of women by men.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this great meme that Austin Peterson posted yesterday, I believe. It was these girls like all dressed up. They were walking by a guy working on a sewer. And says, "Stop oppressing me." And he's like, "I'm sorry."
You know, and I'm the sewer.
Yeah. I'm so over the patriarchy nonsense. And I'm so over like women thinking that they're oppressed. Like I'm about to go like full Daily Wire on this stuff.
You're going
to
go Matt Walsh on this.
Like, I don't even want to listen anymore.
Yeah.
Like I try to listen and try to understand people. But it's gone so far with like this type of nonsense when it comes to the patriarchy that I'm just like, I want all the men to quit.
Yeah.
Quit. Quit working on the sewer. Quit driving trucks.
A general strike.
Quit stocking grocery stores. Quit building buildings. Quit doing electricity. Quit laying bricks. With all the stuff that men do, just stop.
Yeah.
I want it to stop. And then I want the women to actually feel what it's like to not have men in society. I'm tired of them hating. And that's not all women. There it is right there.
I don't want to quit. That's how the terrorists win.
No, I just want them to feel it for like maybe a week. Like if we can get all the men together to quit for like 2 weeks or maybe like 3 weeks, enough to like where the grocery stores are depleted and all the truck drivers stop driving.
Yeah.
You know, actually, if we just get all the truck drivers stop driving for like a month.
All the male truck drivers to stop driving.
Yeah. And then, yeah.
There you go.
And then just to feel what that would feel like.
Now, did the trans men have to stop doing things too, or the trans women? Which way does that work in your general male strike?
Well, there would be so many like regular men, like self-identifying men.
Patriarchy.
There wouldn't be enough transgender men or women who drive trucks that would be able to replenish what women need to replenish because they do all the shopping. And so then you would actually have to, like, I don't know, go kill or find food because it wouldn't just be perfectly placed on a grocery store shelf for you.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't. I'm so mad at people who don't realize how easy we have it. And then they can sit. They sit on their.
You feel like it's easy because you're a man.
Sit on their throne looking down upon people. And then they try to be the. I'm just so tired of people being victims that aren't victims. Anyway, that's number one
that's
on the
number
list.
Number one, there's five things that we'll take issue with here.
Number two, lack of gun laws.
That's scary.
So scary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, did I already tell the story about how my Facebook group in my neighborhood?
Yeah.
I told the story on the podcast.
Were that, yeah, yesterday. Yeah. About like, the AR-15.
Well, you live in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're out in the country. Okay. You don't live in downtown.
Well, maybe you told it before the podcast. I can't remember.
You don't live downtown where, you know, they won't allow you to shoot guns. You live. In fact, it's not even against the HOA rules. We could literally, I have a perfect hill in my backyard that we could shoot into.
Yeah, we could shoot probably sitting from inside your house.
Go out there today.
Yeah.
Yeah. And shoot if we wanted to, because it's not even against the HOA rules. Because I do live in a community that has an HOA, but we're outside of city limits.
Mm-hmm.
So you live in the country. And surrounded by Californians who think just the sound of a gun is scary.
Mm.
It's not. It's because you don't understand it. Number three, this is super scary. Billionaires.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's really...
Providing jobs and innovation is scary.
That's very scary.
Yeah.
I don't like having all the things that we have, and some people taking...
I'm still stuck on the Patreon. I'm mad right now.
Some people taking a very small portion of the amount of wealth that they've generated for society as a whole. Like, it's really scary to see that representation of all the value that you provided for others in life.
And then the next one that's scary here, it's white supremacy.
Mm. That one is... Mm-hmm. I've never been scared of that one personally, but, you know.
White supremacy.
The last one.
Climate change. The next one down.
That's bad.
Yep. In fact, it's so weird that they live in a pretty...
I bet they're not even going to be able to get anyone to go trick-or-treat at their house. It's too scary.
No.
To come up there with words like that in front of it.
I mean, do you realize here in Tennessee, like right now this weekend, it's in the 70s and 80s. And then Halloween night's supposed to be like 40s and raining. For it to change that rapidly.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Only one thing can explain it is human-caused...
That's the only thing.
Climate change.
It's never happened that quickly before in recorded history.
The next one is police militarization.
Okay.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
told you there were five things that we would have an issue with.
That seems pretty scary. It's just so ironic that they want to take guns away from everybody.
Yeah.
But they're afraid of police militarization.
Sure.
It's already... The sign contradicts itself. And then the patriarchy, you know, most police officers are men.
Mm.
So it's like
that's part of it. It's a militarized patriarchy.
But they don't want the regulars. They don't want women to have guns, clearly, because of lack of gun laws. And so they basically want men to have all the guns and to be militarized. And the last one on the list, friggin' spiders.
Completely agree.
Yeah, I agree with that
one. I can be friends with these people.
I actually don't like regular spiders either.
No.
But the friggin' ones.
Friggins are way worse.
Those are the real scary ones.
Have you seen those?
Yeah.
They're nuts.
Have you seen? Yeah. Do you have a picture of a friggin' spider?
Not on me. There's one out in your backyard right now, though. Front yard, I mean.
I thought for sure you would pull up a picture of a friggin'.
Dude, seriously, one of the ones on your...
A friggin' spider.
One of the ones on your neighbor's house made me go like, ugh.
You could see it from
here. On the way in. Like the one, they've got the fake web going up the house, and then they got a spider on it. Like,
it made you go burr?
I could, friggin' hate spiders.
Yeah. Not frickin'. These are friggin' spiders.
Yeah. That's the one thing God got wrong.
Yeah. I actually don't mind spiders that much. I think snakes are scarier.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Slithery, slippery.
I would sleep in a bed of snakes before I would allow one spider to survive in my bed.
It's like a throne of lies that you sit on. Throne of snakes.
We'll be going through the rest of Dumb Bleep of the Week. Make sure you find our daily podcast, Good Morning Liberty, wherever you get your podcast. The rest of Dumb Bleep coming right up on Liberty at Night with Nate and Charlie.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The Israeli military stated that they are escalating their ground invasion in Gaza. Additionally, they reported targeting Hezbollah sites in Lebanon and striking a military facility in Syria. The conflict, which began with Hamas' attack on Israel on October 7th, has resulted in over 9,000 casualties on both sides. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is advocating for aid for Ukraine.
Ukraine is part of it. Obviously, Israel enjoys overwhelming support, but we think it's also important that we have a part related to Asia.
He told reporters today he agrees conceptually with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on a sweeping package to provide funding to Israel, Ukraine, Taiwan, and the southern border. He added, however, that Democrats will have to include strong border provisions to give Republican support. Dave Collins, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Liberty Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network. Coming at you from Nashville, Tennessee, we're in the middle of Dumb Bleep of the Week, and this hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Rising fees have made Bitcoin useless for purchases, but Dash continues to have fees less than 1 cent per transaction and has implemented really cool features to ensure it's undefeated as the most useful cryptocurrency in the marketplace. From a technical standpoint, Dash transactions are irreversible and its network is protected from 51% attacks by their chain locks technology. There's no need to wait for a confirmation before considering the Dash transaction complete, so it's great for merchants. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and use Dash. Start by learning more at dash.org. And a big thanks to Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit dash.org to learn about dash.org. All right, that was number something.
Four.
The next one is number five, and it's Nina Turner. We haven't seen her in a little bit.
Dominoes
coming on here.
I knew it was coming.
Dominoes does do a lot of cool stuff. Remember when they did that thing where they would fix potholes in the roads? The commercial was that the bumpy roads were messing up their pizza delivery, and so let them know where there was a bad pothole, and they would come fix the hole in the road.
They put the Domino logo on it.
So they've been pretty good at stuff like this. And Domino's, the new thing, I guess, is offering free pizza to customers with student loans. Here's how to get one. Now, not always going to be free pizza, but maybe you'll get a free pizza from Domino's. That's pretty cool,
I think. Cool. Yeah.
I mean, that's a corporation who's selling a product, who wants to do good things for their customers that are out there. Of course, it's for their own benefit. Like, this is all marketing for them and for people to like them.
They're hoping to sell more pizzas later.
Yeah.
Yeah. You give away one free one, you hope to sell five.
Get them hooked like a drug dealer. Like, you want to get people hooked on this Domino's pizza. You're going to give them, like, the high quality best, highest grade Domino's pizza when they come to pick up this free one, and they'll be hooked.
But what does Nina have to say about this, Nate?
Nina says, what the hell stage of capitalism is this? That's probably what, I don't know. I don't know what she sounds like. I've never...
God, I want to say a joke so badly right now.
She said, what the hell stage of capitalism is this?
Mm.
Now, she could mean a couple things about that. Of course, people in the socialist community, they make these jokes about late stage capitalism and all that. And so the joke is that we've made it to the point in capitalism where corporations are having to give free things away to people who have these greedy student loans that they have. My number one thing that I was upset with was if the government would have passed a law telling Domino's that they had to give people free pizza if they had student loans, then she would have been really happy about that. She would have been totally fine with it. And then the second thing is that, what are you putting in there?
I wrote my joke in the wise group.
The second.
I can't say it out loud.
Yeah.
I want to so badly. I just want to be like,
you don't want to.
I want to be like, screw everyone. Okay, freedom of speech.
We do have rules against that kind of stuff for the radio. That was the one rule.
Oh, okay.
I was told.
So, by the way, if you're listening on the radio and you want to know what joke I told, you got to go to joingml.com. And it's really funny, by the way. Cool. I've already got people putting laughing, crying emojis on it.
Other than cursing and stuff, we have one subject that we're not supposed to go too far on.
Okay.
So. We're not telling
all
you
I'm
what it is.
All I'm saying is I know what stage of capitalism this is.
Domino's offering free pizza to customers. Like I said, my number one problem was that if the government would have been forcing Domino's to do this, she'd be completely fine with it. And number two, I wouldn't say capitalism has even a lot to do with the fact that people can't afford their student loans or that they can't afford college. Given the fact that the government got heavily involved in college, even back in, I believe, the 60s, they started subsidizing college for people, 60s, 70s, something like that. And then clearly, I believe it was 2010, when they decided to take over all the college loans. And basically anyone who wants to go to college for any dumb thing they want to go to college for can get a loan, which means that the colleges can charge whatever the heck they want because the government's just going to give you a loan or guaranteed a loan from whoever for anything that you want to do. And therefore, the price keeps going up, which is not capitalism.
It's the only debt that you can incur that you can't declare bankruptcy on.
Actually, in capitalism, you can declare bankruptcy on your debts that you have.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a capitalism problem.
Yeah.
This is literally a government-created problem. So,
Nina. I got to tell you, she's a human being, so I care about her. But man, she consistently says dumb things.
Yeah. It's not her fault, though, because she's a woman. Next one.
And really, okay, it's not really dumb. It's just ignorance. It's a lot of ignorance.
But has she chosen the ignorance, you know?
At this point, as many exes as she is placed out there, yes.
As some economist that I'm supposed to know as a libertarian has said somewhat in the past, it's okay to be ignorant on economics. No one's expected to know everything about economics. What's not
economics is extremely boring.
What's not okay is to be ignorant on economics, but then go out there and make all these declarations about economics and the ways that we should change everything when you don't know anything that you're talking about.
Amen. Like,
that's a problem.
Preach.
And I don't know who the heck I just butchered right there as far as a quote or an idea goes.
But it sounds like something Thomas Sowell would
say. I think
say.
I did it better than he did.
I want you to keep preaching that message right there.
So that was number...
Don't stop.
What?
Don't stop. You were on to something there.
That was the whole thing. That's all I remember.
Oh, amen. Hallelujah.
The next thing...
That comes from the Book of Economics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Book of Soul. Letters. You know, that was Thomas Sowell's first letter.
First letter to the School of Economics.
Did you see I got the sizing thing fixed up today?
That looks amazing.
You're welcome. It looks so much better on
That's
there.
That's what she said.
Okay, this is number what?
This is number six.
Six. Number six. All right, let me give you the deets on this real quick. New York Times used to have this guy working for them who literally praised Hitler, thought he was the greatest thing because he hates Jews. Okay? They got rid of him for a little bit, a couple of years, but they recently have let him come back so he can report on what's going on in Gaza. And this is a guy who's actually posted actual praise of Hitler.
For actual Hitler.
For literal Hitler, literal praise for things that Hitler did. Okay?
In fact, he didn't think Hitler went far enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom Sowell, letters to the Austrians. He was more Chicago, but yeah, it sounds way better as Austrian, for sure.
Chapter 38, verse 2.
So, New York Times hires Hitler praising Solomon.
There's two J's there, so Hijijij.
Hijijij. Hijijij.
There's two J's.
To cover Israel-Hamas war.
Hijijij.
A New York Times reporter who came under fire last year for praising Adolf Hitler in multiple resurfaced Facebook posts was rehired by the Gray Lady, that's the New York Times, for people who are 100 years old, to cover the Israel-Palestine war. Palestinian filmmaker Solomon H., as he goes by, Good Morning Liberty, helped, not that he works for us, just when we talked to him. About him, not to him. We don't talk to this guy. He loves Hitler. Hailed the Nazi leader as recently as 2018 in a post on Facebook when he shared a photo of himself captioned that he was, quote, in a state of harmony as Hitler was during the Holocaust.
Jesus.
Per a translation from Arabic. That same year, H was hired by the Times as a freelance journalist and worked on a slew of visual investigations published by the organization through 2021, including one on an Israeli airstrike that killed 44 people. His 2018 posts, including a 2012 Facebook post where he wrote, doesn't make any sense the way that that's worded. I don't know. Quote, how great you are, Hitler.
He might have shared a memory from 2012.
Okay.
So in 2018, he shared a memory from 2012 where he wrote.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'm
a little bit younger than you.
Yeah, Matt, I think this might have been one of yours, pretty sure. How great you are, Hitler, in Arabic alongside a photoshopped image of Hitler seemingly taking a selfie, were unearthed last year when pro-Israel outlets called the Times for hiring anti-Semitic journalists, called out the Times for hiring anti-Semitic journalists as freelancers. At the time, he didn't appear to be working for the Times anymore and had since taken down his controversial pro-Hitler post, but they brought him back. Listen, I believe in free speech, just like we talked about yesterday. I think it's fine to speak out in favor. What is annoying about this is I bet, and I didn't take the time to do it, so maybe I'm wrong. I bet the New York Times has came out against people who support Hitler.
Like Trump.
Yeah, exactly. I bet they've spent a lot of time talking about people being Nazis or neo-Nazis or Hitler supporters or comparing things to Hitler or the Holocaust several different times in their past. But what's really weird is how you can hire this guy to cover the Israel-Hamas war or Israel-Palestine war. And it's totally fine that apparently he really, really likes Hitler. And I don't think anyone else would be able to get away with this kind of thing.
I mean, here's a recent article from October 5th of 2023. With poisoning the blood comment, Trump said undocumented immigrants were poisoning the blood of our country in a recent interview. Language with echoes of white supremacy and the racial hatreds of, that's the beginning of it. But anyway.
Yeah.
I clicked on that link and they're having technical difficulties.
Oh, that's weird.
On that article.
That's weird.
Hmm.
It's going to take them a while if they're going to remove every single thing that they reference some type of neo-Nazism or whatever. So, okay. Yeah, that's pretty dumb. I think everyone agrees. Good job. Good
Jewish job, allies calls Trump's dinner with someone, obviously, Nazi.
Nazi, yeah.
Yeah.
A Nazi.
Trump's dinner with anti-Semites, a breaking point.
Well, that was with, what's his name? What's the dude? Who's the dude? Someone, Fuentes. Right? Nick Fuentes, I think. Okay. That was six.
Trump under fire for invoking Nazis in criticism of U.S. intelligence.
They're very much against Hitler and Nazis.
Here's another title.
Unless you're
Trump emerges as inspiration for Germany's far right. And you can't take these people seriously.
No.
This is why.
Well, did we see if they've gotten their badge back on?
They did. I checked.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was
funny. This is why it becomes so frustrating and why you feel like you're being gaslit is because you are.
That's the reason.
That's exactly the reason. They come out and they'll tell you that all these people who aren't Nazis are Nazis. And especially you, like if you believe in liberty and you have like a Gadsden flag and you're like, hey, don't tread on me. Like, I want to be a free person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you're a far right, white supremacist, Nazi loving, crazy person who hates Jews.
Just like Hitler.
But then they'll hire someone who will literally say, I hate Jews.
Yeah.
And
who will literally praise
align
Hitler.
With Hitler. And so you're like, it's this mind game where you're like, you just can't take these people seriously.
No, you can't. I would recommend not taking them seriously.
Because in fact, it almost seems like they have a hidden agenda to,
it almost seems
want
like that.
To exterminate the Jews.
Mm-hmm. In fact, if you go back,
they use rhetoric to try to get Jews on their side.
If you go back to when the Holocaust was going on, you'll find some strangely worded titles and thoughts and opinions out there.
And what frustrates me is like, I know some pretty hardcore leftist Jews. And I'm like, can you not see what you're reading here?
You know, hardcore leftist Jews.
Yeah. I know people who are Jewish that are hardcore leftists.
Mm, okay.
And so I'm like, I get confused every time I'd see stuff from them. And I'm like, how do you put this together? Like, you're advocating for people who actually hate you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're hating on people who probably love you as a person. It doesn't make no sense, man.
That dog don't float. It definitely don't make no sense.
These colors don't run.
All right. Number 7. There was a shooting.
Oh, that's right.
Remember the shooting that happened?
Last night.
Night before last.
Two nights ago.
This is the only thing we're going to bring in here to talk about the shooting today. It's from Maine State Senator, I believe. State Senator Golden. I think Jared Goldman is his name. Fairly sure. He's a Democrat, but this was a big deal for him to come up here after this shooting happened and say some dumb stuff about assault weapons. So here we go.
Now, we could be in full control, among many other misjudgments. I have opposed efforts to ban deadly weapons of war, like the assault rifle used to carry out this crime. The time has now come for me to take responsibility for this failure, which is why I now call on the United States Congress to ban assault rifles like the one used by the sick perpetrator of this mass killing in my hometown of Lewiston, Maine. For the good of my community, I will work with any colleague to get this done in the time that I have left in Congress. To the people of Lewiston, my constituents throughout the 2nd District, to the families who lost loved ones, and to those who have been harmed, I ask for forgiveness and support as I seek to put an end to these terrible shootings. In the days to come, I will give everything I have to support this community's recovery.
Okay.
What he said there is, I really want your vote for when my seat's up.
What he said was, I'm about to get elevated big time by the Democratic Party because I've been against banning assault weapons or whatever. What do you call them? Assault rifles in the past. But now that this happened in my hometown, I realized that everyone in the United States should be banned from having assault weapons.
And the DNC just deposited a large amount into my campaign account.
Now, there's one dumb thing here, which... And
don't forget I'm up for re-election soon.
We haven't been in this exact situation, but have you ever played out, Charlie, in your mind whether or not you would feel the same way if this happened to or affected you, you know?
I know exactly what I would feel.
Do you?
Well, people have asked me. Am I scared to send Parker to school?
Yeah.
You know, we had a pretty bad school shooting here in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Not that long ago. Okay?
The forgotten shooting.
Yeah. And I was asked, like, am I scared to send Parker to school now? And the answer is no.
No, but the other question is, if something happened to Parker's school and he didn't come home, would you feel the same way about guns?
I would actually be angry there weren't more guns in the school to protect them.
Okay.
That's what I would be mad about. Because you can't stop psychotic people from doing psychotic things.
Mm-hmm.
All you can do is set yourself up to protect yourself against psychotic people doing psychotic things.
What really?
And I like what T-Dub said here. It's high time that Congress outlaws murder.
They should.
Yeah.
This has been going on too long.
Mm-hmm. That's what's wrong, is we don't have like a federal ban on murdering people.
Yeah.
Huh. Was this a hate crime in any way? Have we looked to see?
The people who hate AR-15s, probably.
People who hate life. He hated life. Mm-hmm. And everyone that he killed was alive beforehand.
Because he, so they should.
This was a hate crime.
Attach that.
Mm-hmm.
Did they catch the guy, by the way?
No.
Still at large.
He was ready to go. They found this truck or car or whatever by that boat ramp, and he has a boat that they haven't located. I mean, this dude went to the boat ramp and got on the river. Because he probably knew all the roads were going to be closed and everything.
I just shooters running through my mind right
it's
now.
It's like, I don't want to, you know.
I want 30 miles of this river lined yesterday.
I don't want to say anything too positive, but pretty smart plan so far.
Hmm.
And I hope that that river doesn't connect to the Cumberland, is what I'm saying. Or Tennessee or whichever. What goes through here?
Cumberland.
Cumberland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I don't know where he's going to float to next.
Well, I have protection mechanisms, so he can come over if he wants.
I mean, I've got some. I've only got 4 rounds in my gun right now. It's been kind of bothering me.
Yeah, why? Because it's that expensive?
I mean, I'm trying to cut back.
I can afford some other rounds.
You don't want to have too many in your gun when you need it. That way you could end up wasting some, you know?
Yeah.
So you want to be more accurate.
You also have a friend who...
I've got plenty at home. I haven't put them in there.
I have a stockpile that I'm, you know, that I... trying to protect myself with in case everything goes to
No, what happened was I
say that on the radio.
I was shooting with my brother, and I shot out all my ammo, and for my drive home I was like, hey, can I borrow 4 rounds from you just in case stuff gets real on the drive home, you know? And so that's what I put in there, and I just haven't looked since then.
It's actually because, like Costco said, you're such a good shot.
That's what it is.
That even if
I could probably kill 8 people with those.
That's what I'm saying. Even if 8 bad guys try to surround you, you could take 2 out at one time with each.
That's the plan.
With each bullet.
Try it.
Yeah. All right. I do have to go in like 6 minutes.
So. Oh, gosh. Okay.
We're on to number 8.
Good Lord. All right. Let's get on to number 8. This is ridiculous. Okay.
Oregon.
In Oregon. The great state of Oregon. Here we go.
For the next 5 years, high school students in Oregon will not need to perform proficiency tests, show a mastery of reading, writing, or math in order to graduate. And this comes as the Oregon Board of Education unanimously voted to extend a pause on the graduation requirement yesterday until 2028. They're citing inefficiency and inequity. Joel Jones going beyond the headlines tonight to find out what this pause will mean for students. This is a controversial decision and one that's facing a lot of pushback. While some say the decision will lower state standards and cheapen an Oregon diploma, the Oregon Department of Education tells me this policy simply didn't work and disproportionately harmed students of color.
So you're telling me these kids are supposed to go to school and learn something.
Yeah.
And they'll get a certificate saying they learned something, even if they didn't learn something.
Yep.
Who's learning these kids?
The government. That's who's learning them. And like what?
Why don't they just call it daycare? You know, stop calling it school.
Why don't we just call this racism? It's ridiculous. You're literally saying that, like, well, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but they're like, oh, you know, them damn colored kids can't learn how to read good. And so we're just going to make it to where you don't have to do anything to graduate. Who cares?
That's essentially what they're saying. They're just making it more colorful language.
Yeah.
They're just saying it disproportionately affects people of color.
No, like,
that's what's actually racist.
Yeah.
Not the schoolwork. The schoolwork isn't racist. It doesn't care what color you are when you're filling out the bubbles on the test. It doesn't care.
And so if you keep this in place, they're doing it, I was reading, because of the people are behind from the pandemic. And so it's unfair because so many people are doing terrible on their tests and they're behind from the pandemic. And so they need a few years to catch up, basically, and it would be unfair for them to do this. So once again, there's a repercussion from shutting down schools during the pandemic.
Yeah.
People are going to get their diplomas.
And hey, don't you know this is what happens when you get a job? You know, if you're falling behind on the work you need to do, your boss will definitely give you a pass because they understand.
And in fact, they'll just mark down that you did the work even if it's not done.
Yeah, they're going to give you your bonus, even. In fact, they'll probably give you more of a bonus.
Because of inequity.
Because of inequity, exactly.
this kind of thing is actually really frustrating. You're talking about the learning of the children, and we're supposed to care about the children, and we're supposed to care more about children than whether or not they could go by a different gender while they're in school. You know, that's not supposed to be the only thing that the people on the left are fighting for kids. But if you set out this incentive process where they don't need to pass a certain test to be able to graduate, I get it. Tests are bogus sometimes. Some people are bad test takers or whatever the excuse is that people want to make. But that's a thing, certainly for some people. But if you lay out this incentive process, what's going to happen? Even then, the lower grades know that, well, we don't have to get them to a certain proficiency for them to be able to graduate. What's the incentive process for the school? The incentive process for the school is to continue just being a daycare center. Like, that's all they're going to be. Mm-hmm. That's what they've turned into. If you don't pass, if you don't meet the requirements to get through a certain grade, you should get held back until you meet those requirements.
And if you actually try to help the students, the parents will come to the school with a cane and threaten to beat you with it.
That sounds made up. That sounds made up. I've never heard of that before.
I know.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
That would never happen. Now, there's no way that that's actually part of a personal story of mine that I will tell one day. Well, by the way, because we did the voting off air with the Fed Haters Club, join GML.com. It's only $6 a month for you to hang out with us live every single day of the week on our daily podcast, which is called Good Morning Liberty. If you want to hear us every single day, then that's where you would go. If you want to listen to this full episode on your podcast app, then you want to find Free Talk Live on your podcast app. Go to BernieLies.com so you can find all of the stuff that we do, thousands of YouTube videos and TikTok and Twitter/X and Facebook and all that stuff where you want to go. What I was saying is you missed the voting. The voting, the Dumb Bleep of the Week winner is the last one that we just did. It was Oregon removing the requirement that you be proficient in math and reading and writing to graduate from school. Good Lord. We'll see you again next week on Liberty at Night.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.